My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
MLB, NFL, NCAA, get it all right here. 105.7 The Fan.
Two in the AM. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. MLB draft is tomorrow. Joining us right now from the Baseball Factory, talking draft. He is Steve Bernhard. What's going on, Steve?
How you doing, Rob?
Doing well, man. Thank you. Thank you. Now, the Mets, the Padres, and the Yankees, they all moved back because they exceeded the second surcharge threshold. So it makes the draft a little quirky. Orioles are drafted number 22, the lowest that they started the draft in the first round in quite some time. We know what Michael Elias and company could do early in the draft, but are baseball eyes on this front office to see what they could do being so low in the first round?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's mixed feelings there. You're happy that you're not picking so high anymore because it means you're coming off a good year and things are starting to work, but it's really a wild card now. They're used to being up high where you kind of have an idea of who's going to be there. Now it's really a crapshoot when you're at 22. I think if you look at history, they've hit on so many college hitters that you would think that would be kind of their first look in hopes that one of the good college hitters falls to them. And if not, a high school guy that's athletic that plays in the middle of the field, they've had some success with that as well. So I think overall it points to position player, even though they're picking at 22, but you kind of have to wait and see what falls to you.
Hey, Steve, how much more difficult is the baseball draft than, say, the NFL or NBA? It seems like in the NFL you got guys that your minor leagues are college players, and basically you know who's going to be good. Baseball's different. You're drafting kids, in high school, kids in foreign countries. How much harder is it than doing the NFL?
Yeah, well, I'm a little biased, Ed, but I think it's a lot harder. To your point, they're younger. The minor league system in baseball just, over time is just proven it takes a little bit longer to adjust to professional baseball and then ultimately get to the major leagues and be able to stick. To your point, the college football guys and basketball players, it's a lot closer to the highest level when you're in college. Yeah. And I think it's easier to scout it that way. And then obviously, when football guys go in and become stars their first year and make an easy transition. You guys were talking about Paul Skeens earlier. I mean, he's an outlier to get there even that fast. And it still took a little time in the minors to get him ready. So it's a really hard thing, especially when you start looking at that high school demographic, because there's so much that can change in between drafting them now and when ultimately they'll probably play in the big leagues. And we saw it with Jackson Holliday. It's a challenge to play at that level, no matter how much you've dominated in high school, college, or the minor leagues. So it is the toughest sport to get right in the draft, and I think the percentages prove that out.
Yeah, we had some loaded teams in college baseball this year, whether you want to look at Tennessee, Wake Forest, Texas A&M, and some of those guys will be showcased. What are your thoughts on the guys at the top end of the draft? Who are some names we should know?
Well, you're right, Jeremy. It's college heavy this year. So, you know, the consensus is there are probably about six or seven guys at the top. Charlie Condon's one. He played a lot of third base. He's also played center field and right field. He's from University of Georgia. He set some home run records this year. He's a right-handed hitter, kind of a lean, like 6'5 kid who just hit pitching in the SEC every weekend. Travis Bezzana is another one. He's a left-handed hitting, more second baseman probably, out of Oregon State. You know, we talked about how hard scouting is. He actually played high school baseball and grew up in Australia. So he would be probably the highest Australian-born player ever picked because he should go in the first couple picks or possibly number one. A little closer to home, West Virginia had another left-handed hitting shortstop second base type named J.J. Weatherholt, who can really hit. He had some hamstring issues this year, so I'm not sure whether he'll continue to go maybe number one, but he should go in the top five. And then when you start looking at pitchers, there's Chase Burns at Wake Forest. I saw him in high school at one of our baseball factory events. He's the only guy I've ever seen with a 101 on my radar gun. Mm. And he's pretty much held that up and has an excellent slider too, a starter profile. Left-handed pitcher Hagen Smith, the kid from down in Texas, he's another college arm, runs it up there to 100 at times, good breaking stuff. Those will probably be the first few guys. And then the other one that's a little bit of a wild card is Jack Caglione.
Hey,
he's a first baseman from Florida who also pitches.
Steve, I had somebody to tell me that was in the know that they thought Chase Burns had the ability to even be better than Paul Skeens. Do you see that type of ability in him?
I mean, his stuff kind of matches up. I think with what Skeens is doing, it's tough to say anybody can do exactly the same thing. I don't know that Chase's command is quite as good as Skeens, and I think that's helped him adjust really quickly to the major league level along with the premium stuff. So, is he in the same conversation? Yeah, probably with stuff. You know, if you had him lined up in the same draft, I still think most teams would take Skeens over Burns, but it's close.
Here with Steve Bernhoff from the Baseball Factory Draft Preview. Steve, you talked about how tough it was, the draft in MLB, and I agree with you, it is. But lately, baseball has been getting it right with the draft, especially early on. And I attribute that with rewarding some of these teams, like the prospect promotion incentive picks, compensation picks, competitive balance picks. I think these have balanced out the scales as much as possible. Of course, financially, you can never do it because markets are what markets are. But I think some of the rule changes and some of the switches that they've made in the draft has really helped some teams prosper in the draft.
Yeah, I would agree with you that the additional picks help. And to your point, like the motivation to get guys to the big leagues a little earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it may go against what I was just saying, like, you know, it takes time and you need to develop and everything else. Well, maybe now that there's incentive to get guys there a little quicker and you're pushing them, you're seeing that maybe college baseball especially isn't as far from higher minor league levels and even the big leagues as we once thought. So, yeah, you're right. I think all those rule changes have helped. They've helped players because, to your point, they're getting shots, they're getting opportunities, and, you know, if you take advantage of it and you help a team win, you're going to stick.
Steve, I assume the Orioles are one of the organizations that are thought of highly as far as scouting and drafting, given the success they had. Even though they've been drafting, you know, the top of the draft, they've still been successful. And what other front offices are really adept at this?
You know, it's funny, you start to get a certain kind of, I don't know, you're known for certain things. And the team picking number one this year is the Cleveland Guardians. And they've been able to hit a little more on like the pitching side. They have a reputation for getting guys that are strike throwers in college that may not be high velocity guys and kind of boosting velo as they go through the minor leagues and get stronger, helping with their pitch metrics and things like that. We're laughing that they've got some small guys up at the top of the draft this year. The Bezzana kid from Oregon State, Weatherholt from West Virginia aren't real physical kids. But the Guardians also picked those guys a lot, kind of smaller middle infielders and have had success there. So I think you see that. I think you see guys, teams like the Dodgers. The Dodgers are known for getting some high school arms and developing them. The Padres have had success. You're starting to see actually some of their good draft picks do better with the Nationals after that Soto trade. You know, they selected James Wood. They did pick Jackson Merrill, another Maryland kid who's going to be an all-star this year who did stay in San Diego. They picked C.J. Abrams out of high school, who's a national starting shortstop and came over in that trade. So, yeah, you start to see some teams that, I don't know, I guess for lack of a better term, start to win the draft. And the Orioles are one of those teams that have been in that category.
Steve Bernhard, he is from Baseball Factory. Steve, tell folks how they can follow you on social media tomorrow throughout the draft.
Yeah, I would follow us at Baseball Factory on Twitter and on Instagram. And we're excited for the draft. Always looking forward to this time of year and seeing some young kids' dreams come true.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.